This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 351, and today we're going to be talking about working with the four C's of mental strength. But before we get into that, I'd like to make a note or a mention of, at least here in the Northwest, we seem to be inundated with fires. Pretty much every state in the Northwest, the Pacific Northwest, is on fire, has significant fires, and it's devastating. You look at what's happened in Texas, the flooding that's going on. And perhaps in Florida soon, there'll be the same thing. But what I'd like for you to think about is the people that are involved in helping save lives and helping save the forest. These are the good things in people. It takes a certain type of individual to put themselves between a roaring fire and a building. It takes a certain type of individual to jump into waist high water to go save a cat or a puppy or a human. And I think if we lose sight on all the good that people are doing, we will only see the devastation and we will not see the lessons. We will not learn from that. By watching people do good, we actually are inspired to do good ourselves. So we may be living in an environment that doesn't have that level of catastrophe. However, it will inspire us to help somebody to a car, pick up a milk carton if it's dropped. All of these things can be inspiring to us. So although the events themselves are tragic, please take time and admire and model the individuals that are in those events helping others. Which really brings us to this working with the four C's of mental strength. Now, just a refresher, the mental strength, and this is done through scientific psychographic analysis and years and years and years of research, but mental strength has come down to comprise four components: challenge, commitment, control, and confidence. And what I'm going to do here is talk about, you know, the challenge with doing this through a podcast is I'm not able to actually draw out some of the things. So I like to draw out pictures and make representations of it. But what I can do is go through each of these and give one tip that you can use to increase it. Now, these are all scorable aspects of mental strength, and I have privy to the mental strength assessment. And if you would like to have that, take that, have some coaching around it, please contact me. But otherwise, if you just generally want to improve all these areas of your life, I'm going to go through that right now. So challenge in a person's life indicates if the individual will be able to cope effectively with life challenges. That is, get out of your comfort zone. Are you a risk taker? And then on top of that, so there's two components. And then is there a learning from the experience regardless of the outcome? So how often, how much do you push yourself out of your comfort zone? And then when you do push it out, regardless of the outcome, what learnings do you take? And here's where we, generally speaking, as we mature, don't like to take risk because we, quote, don't want to get it wrong. And we hold ourselves back. So we make our comfort zone smaller and smaller and smaller. And we then don't realize our true potential. So by challenging ourselves daily, weekly, monthly, and releasing the outcome, although we want to challenge ourselves to get an outcome, we cannot learn without that outcome. So we could read a book on how to do martial arts, but unless we actually go out and do martial arts, we won't get any feedback. And that's what you can call the results of your action. It's just feedback. It's just a result. So let me ask you, when it comes to risk taking, what's one thing that you've always wanted to do but held yourself back? So I would encourage you, if you can, write this down. And then what I'd like you to do is think back to a time where you did go out of your comfort zone. And what was that experience? And what was the learning that you got from that experience? So for myself, one of the things I wanted to do was bungee jump. So on my birthday this year, I went up and bungee jumped. And I learned that with that, taking action quickly is a lot easier than prolonging it, because I took action quickly. I got the harness on. I went to the edge. I jumped, etc. It was very quick. I enjoyed every moment of it. But I know that if I belabored it, it would become more stressful. So my risk taking, I got out of my comfort zone, was bungee jumping. What I learned is to act fast. And so that's what I'm asking you to do, is what is one thing that you want to do? Go ahead and do it. And then think back to a time where you did something outside your comfort zone. What was the learning you gained from that? The next C is commitment. And that is, this commitment indicates, will you usually set goals? Do you set goals, and will you see them through? Are you resilient enough? Do you have the tenacity to seeing them through? So it's one thing to set goals, but it's another thing to finish what you start. So let me ask you. So when we set goals, these are goals. These aren't tasks. This is not a to-do list. Like, a goal is not clean out the garage, do laundry, dust the shelves. Those are tasks. But what you could do is think of, what's your 1 month goal? I would like to earn an additional $2,000 this month. I would like to meet a new person this month. I would like to close 3 more sales this month. Those are goals. Those are goals that you can actually do and have. And then the next part of this is sticking with them. So when we look at, when we set a goal, one of the things we want to make sure is that we complete what we start. So there's aspects to consider with that. So one of the things to be aware of when you're sticking with your goal is, become aware of your pattern. Become aware of your patterns in the past, what worked, what didn't work. And being aware of it, you'll be able to adjust it so that you'll be able to continue. Research more deeply the topic. So let's just say that you're at a level in sales and you want to increase more sales. Get some research on sales, research on building rapport, research on value propositions, research more about that topic. Then also know yourself and try to be realistic, because obviously with a goal, we have a timeline associated with it. And usually what happens with any goal is we underestimate how long it's going to take and overestimate how much we're going to get done. So be realistic. Know yourself. Know that when you set goals in the past, you haven't seen them through because you're overwhelmed. But whatever it is, so make sure that you know yourself and what you're good at and your limitations. And this gets back to being aware of your pattern. Make a timeline. Make a timeline with milestones. Okay, if I want to get this done in this month or in three months, these are the milestones that I need to achieve, and these are the things that I need to do. Draw it out. Draw a line on a piece of paper or a software, and put those milestones of things that you have to get done. So you start working on those, and then soon you will get it done. And ensure that your main motivation is intrinsic. That means it's coming from within you. You're not achieving this goal for somebody else. You're not losing weight for your doctor or your spouse. You're doing it for yourself. You're not wanting to find that significant other because your parents are saying to you too many times, why are you still single? These are all things that are extrinsic. You want to make sure your motivation is intrinsic. Now we move on to control. And control indicates individuals tend to feel overwhelmed in their lives and perhaps even overwhelmed in their emotions. So the two aspects of control is life control and emotional control. And to get a feeling of life control, the biggest thing that I have found is helping people establish personal boundaries and making them known. Most of us know, we at an unconscious level have some personal boundaries, and we can be aware of when they're crossed is when we get irritated, when we get agitated, when we feel a victim, when we feel taken advantage of. But often we don't vocalize those. We don't let people know what our personal boundaries are. So when you can establish your personal boundaries, even at work, and then make them known and stick with them, you will feel that you have a better sense of control over your life. Emotional control. This is where you may feel the emotions, but you don't want to let people see them. So the emotional control is we all have emotions. We let them rise. We let them fall. The thing with the mental strength is you have the emotion. You don't make it so external that somebody knows what your emotion is, but also you have a time between you react and respond. And, you know, I don't know about yourself, but my mom told me to count to 10 anytime I started to get angry. And that was really good rule of advice because in that 10 seconds, I was able to respond instead of react. React is a conditioned response, right? Like Pavlov's dogs. But when we're able to respond, we're able to think clearly then and be able to respond in a non-emotional way. So our emotional brain drives us and we want to be able to circumvent that by being aware of the triggers that turn on our emotion, whether it's anger, sadness, when we're talking with somebody. When we know somebody uses a certain phrase, it's going to trigger something. And once we feel that, we then take a deep breath, count to 10, and we're able to respond instead of react. And so that's one way to get back control of your emotions. Now, the last one is the C's is confidence. And that is basically self-confidence, self-esteem. How well do you feel about yourself? And again, with this, there's two categories. One is your abilities and one is interpersonal. So do you have confidence in your abilities? My suggestion would be is to build the strength in this part is take a SWOT analysis, your strengths, weakness, opportunities, and threats. And those will help you develop your skills. There's also some skill assessments, but you have abilities. You have great skills. And by doing a SWOT analysis, you'll be able to highlight those abilities. Interpersonal skills. Often that means that can we express ourselves? Can we, if we truly believe in something, will we stand by that belief and will we be able to articulate it without emotionally melting down? That goes back to our control, right? Our emotional control. But many people don't even express themselves. They just hold back. So part of this would be to begin to talk about uncomfortable subjects, perhaps with a family member first or a close friend. When I say uncomfortable, just things that you have kept to yourself because you didn't feel confident in your ability to articulate it or to hold it to be true to you. So start with friends, start with families, and then bring it to your workplace, bring it to the world out there. And this is, and what we want to make sure is that we're just confident in how we express ourselves. We may be wrong, we may be right, it doesn't matter really, but we also want to be open to suggestions, obviously. But the key here is being able to express yourself. So being able to be confident with expressing yourself in interpersonal situations. So there you have it. Those are the four C's of mental strength, and within each one of them, something to do, to take away, and I hope you took notes on it. This will also be posted on the blog post where the podcast is hosted, so you can go ahead and take those notes as well. One of the best ways to get going with developing these four C's is through my program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. And you can find that at warriormindtraining.com. But with that, when you start to develop these mental strength, these four C's of mental strength, you will be able to live into your full potential. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.